exciting news for PHI as a whole. When you look at the environment of healthcare right now, this will provide a much broader ability to cover the healthcare needs as we move forward. So St. Joseph is definitely a positive. Becoming part of a much larger system will, you know, give us a lot more leverage from supply purchases and just overall, you know, anytime you grow mass, it helps. So.
For those who might be concerned, bigger isn't necessarily better as far as the individual contact with the patients and employees and physicians and so forth. How do you respond to those concerns?
Well, absolutely. I would refer them back to the understanding that this is a faith-based organization that has a mission that's focused on the patients, and that's what it was formed around. And so CHI has, over the past few years, created what we call our Living Our Mission metrics, and those metrics are designed at focusing or continuing to focus on the patient. And if you just look at healthcare in general, there's much more focus on providing quality of care from the federal programs as well.
Based on your experience in healthcare administration, what do you know about Dignity, and how well does Dignity complement what CHI wants to do? And in fact, on both sides, how will the combination make the unified merger even stronger?
Well, when you look at the coverage that CHI has across the country, clearly west of Texas and south of the Northwest, CHI has very little coverage of that area from providing health care. So, first of all, it gives that geographic coverage for providing a much more, expansive coverage. The second thing that it probably really brings to the table is with all of the changes to technology and all of the changes to information systems, the larger the system, the much easier it is to make those changes and to be innovative as far as those technologies go. So that's a huge opportunity for the two of them coming together, and it's a big challenge for all of the systems.
I was curious the process of how St. Joseph employees were notified about this.
I'm actually traveling, so they sent a release to me for the employees. We've been keeping them very up to date as things happen with Dignity over the past year through the vetting process, and so there was close to the same response that went out to the media, went to the employees, and they were provided the information that way, the same way that I received it.
And then any other observations that you could share with employees and patients and customers, as well as the community at large, considering CHI St. Joseph affects so many communities in the Brazos Valley, what this merger will do for the St. Joseph system?
Yeah, I think sometimes when we get releases, we look at the big changes and we don't look at the pieces that really apply to us that much. Within the release that went internally, and I'm pretty sure the external release, there was a focus on this is more of a change at the national level and less of a change at the local level. I anticipate that the Brazos Valley will see the same St. Joseph they've seen for years, and that they will not even really feel or see the changes as much at a local level as it will at a national level.
By the limited amount of time, I've read the releases, and I'm not through everything yet, but it sounds like that there could be more services that are provided to all the properties of the merged organization as a result of combining forces.
Yeah, absolutely. I think strategically as it develops, that will be a focus, is trying to see what are more and better services and more innovative approaches to the care that you'll see trickle down into the system itself and even at St. Joseph's.